兄姊妹晚安。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
有多少人从今天早上参加到现在？
How many of you have been coming since this morning?
有一点累哈。
A little bit tired.
我也跟你们一样。
I'm a little tired too.
我也跟你们一样从早上到现在。
Oh, sorry. me too. I've been here since this morning. Not tired.
感谢主，也谢谢教会给我这个福分。
And we really thank the, Lord, and I thank the Lord for such a blessing to be here today.
我知道去年你们宣道年会的讲员是李秀全牧师。
I know last year, the speaker for last year's mission conference is Pastor 李秀全。
我和李牧师认识五十几年。
I've known Pastor Lee for more than 50 years now.
我们是主里的弟兄。
We're brothers in Christ.
所以我们是在恩典里面的弟兄。
So we're brothers in grace.
但是后来我变成在法律上的弟兄。
And eventually, I also became his brother-in-law.
因为我娶了他的妹妹。
Because I married his sister.
我们很高兴有机会一起来服侍主。
And it has been such a pleasure to serve the Lord together with him.
我进大学的时候是在校园团契受造就。
When I was in college, I was built up as a Christian by the Campus Crusade for Christ.
No, InterVarsity.
Oh, InterVarsity. Oh, okay. Yeah, InterVarsity.
我故意把它弄乱。但是毕业以后我参加学员传道会。
But after graduation, I became involved with Campus Crusade for Christ.
因为这个缘故，所以在台湾校园团契跟学员传道会关系很好。
That's the reason why in Taiwan there is such a good collaboration between InterVarsity and also Campus Crusade for Christ.
我想是上帝格外的恩典。
And it is really extra special grace from the Lord.
刚才如果大家算数算了一下，我侍奉主四十几年，在学员传道会又牧会二十几年了，我现在是侍奉六十几年了嘛。
So if you do a little calculation, that it seems like I've been serving for more than 60 years now.
不是的，因为中间有重叠的时间。
I'm actually not that old because there's some overlap between the service.
我在台湾的时候有十年同时兼我自己教会的主任牧师。
In Taiwan, there is about 10 years where I was the main pastor of my church.
所以以后到了 Atlanta, 我在那边牧会有13年。
And later on, I came to Atlanta where I pastored my church for 13 years.
我刚才坐在下面，第一首诗歌唱到求主用我一生。
And the first song that we sung that I gave my life to the Lord.
我不晓得去年你们有没有唱这首诗歌。
I'm not sure if you sang that song last year.
我不晓得去年李牧师有没有讲下面这段话。
And I'm not sure if.
因为我们俩太熟了，所以我们会讲一样的东西。
And I believe that Pastor Lee might have said the same thing because we've known each other for so long.
每次唱这首诗歌，我们就想到感谢主用我们大半生了。
And because every time Pastor Lee and I, when we sing the song, we thank the Lord that He has used us for most of our lives.
所以现在我们是唱，只能唱求主用我余生了。
So instead of saying that I give all my life to the Lord, we just sing to the Lord, please use the remainder of my life.
但是我跟李牧师有一样不同，我现在唱求主用我残生。
But there's a little bit difference that instead of saying the remainder of my life, I sing the unworthy remainder of my life.
因为我六年前动了手术，所以心脏手术是很大的手术，所以我是一个衰残的人。
Because 6 years I had an operation on my heart, and it's a big surgery, so I'm really a very ill person.
很多的时候教会侍奉主热心很多是姐妹们。
I think sometimes, very often at church, the people who really serve the Lord with vigor and devotion are the sisters.
我想李牧师去年大概也有讲到。
And、
有一次我们唱这首诗歌的时候，有一个姐妹说：“我是唱求主用我先生。
”So there is one time a sister who sing, you know, use my life. She's saying that I pray the Lord will use my husband.
因为很多的时候，姊妹热心，弟兄们事业心重，这个要等到65岁才会想到，而不是35岁就会想到下半场，所以还在世界捆绑里面。
Because very often the sisters really has a heart to serve the Lord, but the husband sometimes are more often are preoccupied with things of the world, career ambitions, etc.
今天很荣幸认识孙波波。
And it's really my pleasure to, today that I met some brother son.
他跟我招呼的时候，我就一眼就认出，我说你是孙波波。
When he greeted me, I recognized him right on the spot that he's brother Shen.
我说我们见过吗？
And I said, have we met before?
他说没有。
He said, no.
我说有什么很奇怪？我怎么一见到你我就知道你是谁？
He said, this is really odd. When I saw you, I knew you were brother Shen.
因为两个礼拜前我碰到孙伯伯的孩子。
Because 2 weeks ago, I met one of his children.
Yeah, 所以我在期待这里会碰到孙伯伯。
So I've been looking forward to meeting him.
我看到我们在座有好些是长辈们。
And I see that many of you here are the more elderly brothers and sisters.
我以前总以为年纪比较中长，事情经验很多，大概都很有耐心。
I used to think that as a person ages and acquires wisdom, that there is also means that they are becoming more patient.
但是我发现不少年长的弟兄姊妹性子很急。
However, on the contrary, I realize that many of the elderly brothers and sisters are actually they're not so patient.
我有点纳闷。
And that troubled me.
后来我恍然大悟。
And then I realized that.
我要请长辈们原谅我下面讲的话。
And I ask for forgiveness from the elderly brothers and sisters.
为什么急呢？
Why is that you have a quick disposition?
因为我们时间不多了。
I realize because that we don't have as much time now.
所以如果说求主用我一生，我今年开始拿 Medicare， 所以法律上我是65岁了。
This year, I'm 65, so legally I started to claim my Medicare.
所以我们要赶快抓住时间，求主用我们剩下的时间了。
So it is really, it's urgent that we must ask the Lord to use what's remaining of our days, and we cannot be patient with that request.
我们所有人都要求主用我们。
And all of us must ask the Lord to use us.
而且是用我们所有全年龄的人
and use people of all ages.
我很感动啊，听到我们教会中学、大专学生也都参与支持宣教的工作。
I was really encouraged to see that so many of the youngsters from middle school to college to career who are so actively involved in missions.
我更加感动，看见陈大哥。1994年第一次到中国就决心要放下工作要侍奉主。
I'm even more moved when I heard that Brother Chen back in 1994 when he took a short term mission in China that he decided to quit his job and go back.
如果印象不错的话，陈大哥也是我们教会开始很重要的同工。
If I remembered that Brother Chen is also one of the founding brothers of this church.
所以我想我们教会有非常好的榜样跟行动，年长的出去，年轻的也参与。
And I think that's why we have very good examples being set up here in our church where the older generation are stepping out and the younger generations are following.
但是我不晓得多数弟兄姊妹在宣教的事上你的心情你的感觉是什么。
But I'm not sure for many of our brothers and sisters that with what kind of mentality and attitude that you are stepping out to get involved with missions.
像我们教会这样子支持宣教的工作，参与宣教的工作的教会不是太多。
Churches like REM where you're actively involving and supporting missions, there are actually aren't that many.
所以各位弟兄怎么会觉得以我们教会为荣，是不是？
So many of us must be really proud of what we are doing at REM.
我想多数弟兄姊妹可能都有一点金钱的奉献，让教会有能力在经济上支持宣教士宣教的工作。
I think if anything, most of us probably have been involved at least with financial support in terms of helping and supporting missions.
但是我不晓得有多少弟兄姊妹感觉到你有参与在宣教里面。
But I'm not sure how many of you really feel that you are involved and you're part of this mission work.
在多年福音机构的侍奉跟牧会的过程里面，我有一个很重的负担。
And it has becoming a burden on my heart over the years of working with evangelical and mission agencies and also pastoring my church.
就是我深深地感觉到教会有很多的弟兄姊妹在宣教的事上只是一个旁观者。
That I really felt that many of the sisters and brothers in terms of mission work and service that we are simply bystanders, observers.
教会如果好的话，有强的一个宣道的委员会，有计划，有预算，在那里有一些宣道的活动。
If a church is doing is being very active in missions, they might have a mission committee where there is a lot of planning and there is also some mission related activities or programs.
但是除了传道人、长职同工、宣道委员会的人以外，其他人对宣道了解多少、参与多少呢？
But however, besides the missionaries and the committee members and the co-workers, how many of the church congregation is really actively involved?
其实我觉得每一个弟兄姊妹都应该了解、关心、支持、参与宣教。
And it's really my belief that every brothers and sisters should be should know, understand, and also care and support and also and involve or participate in the mission work.
你说怎么可能呢？
You said how is it possible?
有可能我们每一个弟兄姊妹都去做宣教士吗？
Is it possible that every one of us should become a missionary?
如果能够的话，多好。
I mean, if it can indeed be done, I mean, that'd be great.
我们一想到宣教士，就想到到非洲啊，或者到哪里去啊，有很大的牺牲啊。我们觉得我们还没有到那样舍己的地步啊。
Very often we associate missionaries with Africa, with great sacrifices, and many of us feel that we are not at that stage yet.
是的，多数的弟兄姊妹可能不会去做这样子的宣教士。
Yes, for many of us, we may never get that far, be involved in that kind of missionary work.
但是我深深地感觉到每一个弟兄姊妹，每一个真正从中得救主的门徒，都应当是一个宣教人。
However, it is my deep conviction that every one of us who are truly saved by our Lord's grace ought to become a missionary Christian.
Okay.对不起，我给我们翻译的难处啊，因为这是我们 create 的一个新的词。因为宣教士、宣教人应该就是一个人，但是我们讲的宣教士，想的是外面去跨文化的。那么我说宣教人，就是你在这里也是一个宣教的人。
How about an agent of missionary of the missionary of gospel?
Not an agent. A person involved in missions.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
A missionary worker.
Yeah, a mission worker.Yeah, the mission worker. 所以今天晚上我要从每一个基督徒都应该都能够参与的事情来说起。
So today I'll start with something that every one of us should and is able to get involved.
那就是从祷告参与宣教。
Which is becoming involved in mission, starting with prayer.
前天我收到一个email 是代祷的提醒 ，called 一位。那个应该是南北战争期间，在 Atlanta 那边很有名一个传道人，关于宣教、关于祷告的一段话。
And a couple of days ago, I received an email, and it's about a reminder on the importance of prayer. So I'll be quoting something that it was spoken by a missionary who's residing in Atlanta.
他叫 Ian Bounce。
His name is E.N. Bounce.
E.N. Bounce. E.M.
E.M.
他写了一系列关于祈祷的书。
And he has written a series of book on prayer.
他是南北战争时期，南北战争是哪一个年代？
He's during Civil War.
Yeah.
Okay.
Civil War.
So when is Civil War? Yes.
Okay. 大家知道是南北战争就好了，我这个我们都不记得，回去查查就好了。不是现在的一个人。他讲祷告是最容易的事情。
He said, pray is the easiest thing to do.
也是最难的。
But also the hardest.
祷告是最轻松的。
It is the most,
easy.
Easy.
也是最困难的。
It is also the most difficult.
所以当我讲到每一个人都可以从祷告参与宣教的时候，你不要以为是让你很轻松的、不在意的随便讲几句话就算了。
So when I said everyone can start with prayer, I'm not speaking of the easy prayer that everyone you can just simply utter a couple sentences and that's it.
而是征战的祷告。
I'm talking
倾注心血的祷告。
I'm talking about a prayer, a battle in prayer. I'm talking about giving your heart and mind and soul into that prayer.
有一位我很尊敬的牧师讲过这样子的话。
There is a pastor whom I really respect, and that's something he said.
他说，做工而不祷告是骄傲，祷告而不做工是懒惰。
He said, if you work without prayer, that is pride, and if you pray without work, that is laziness.
做工而不祷告是骄傲，我们能够了解，因为你以为不用上帝，你就可以自己做，完全错了。
Serve without prayer is pride, and many of us can understand and agree because that is believing that you can accomplish things aside from God.
祷告而不做工是懒惰，对很多人确实是如此。
However, when you pray and without serving, that is laziness. That is also true to many of us Christians.
但是这样讲话有一个根本的问题。
However, there is a fundamental issue with the saying.
因为以为祷告不是侍奉的工作。
Because people can presume from the saying that prayer is not an important task.
但是我们从主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告就晓得，那是非常重大的一个征战。
However, from the Lord's prayer in
Gethsemane.
Oh, Gethsemane, that we know that prayer is it's a spiritual battle.
希伯来书第五章第七节描述耶稣基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告。
As in the book of Hebrews when it described that when our Lord is in the flesh where when he groaned and cried that he lift up prayers in
流泪的祷告
in tears and in groaning。
路加福音第二十二章四十四节描述耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告，他极其伤痛。
And in the Gospel of in the book of Luke, where it describes our Lord's prayer in Gethsemane is with extreme sorrow.
他汗珠如大雪滴在地上。
That he sweated with the drops of blood.
这样子的祷告怎么会是懒惰呢？
So apparently, this kind of prayer is not a sign of laziness.
在宣教的事工上面，我们学习的一个很基本的功课就是，祈祷是宣教的根，宣教是祈祷的果。
So one very important lesson we learn in terms of mission is that the foundation of mission work is prayer, and the fruit of prayer is our mission our mission accomplishments.
我是1989年5月中旬到美国移民到美国，然后到亚特兰大开始牧会。
It is in 1989 May that I came to US and become a pastor in Atlanta.
一来就在电视上看见天安门事件。
And when I came, the first thing I remember seeing was Tiananmen Square.
教会知道我没有在美国受过教育我的英文是 MIT Made in Taiwan.
The church was fully aware that I did not receive an education in America, so my English was pretty much made in Taiwan.
Chinglish.
Chinglish.
所以教会对我很仁慈，教会买了一块地有六英亩要建堂，但是培仁一点都不跟我谈这个事情。
So the church was very bored with me, and that they purchased a land for a church building, but they did not mention it to me.
因为他们觉得我自己需要调整适应在美国的生活。
Because they didn't want to overburden me, and they think that this is a transition time for me to get adjusted to life in America.
然后大概两年之后，1991年，我们就开始积极的筹备建堂。
About 2 years later, that we become more aggressive in terms of planning to build for the church building.
因为神的怜悯，教会从查经班开始到那个时候有两三百人。
And it was really by God's grace that the church started with the Bible study, and from then until that time, it grew to a body of about 200 people.
我们在1992年的四月破土。
And it was in 1992 that we began the construction.
Groundbreaking.
Okay, groundbreaking.
那个时候我们大概有400多人。
At that time, we have approximately 400 people.
我们要建堂的地大概有6英亩，所以够大，邻居不能够干涉我们。
So the land that we plan to build our church is about 6 acres. So it is big enough that we will not be disturbed by our neighbors.
因为不然的话，他们会开会。他们会干预，不让我们建堂，因为美国人搞不清楚中国人建什么堂，以为是建庙。
Because Americans at that time they might be a little bit suspicious of what the Chinese are doing, trying to build on the land. Maybe it's some sort of idol worship temple or something, so they might have objection.
他们不能干涉我们建堂，但是他们一再强烈的表示一个关切，因为我们六英亩多的地里面有好多近百年的橡树，很大的橡树。
And so even though they could not interfere with our actual building plan, they really had a strong concern, which is because the land that we have purchased has many, hundred year old oaks.
我们也尊重邻居的这个关切，所以我们一棵树都没有砍。
And with full respect to the concerns of our neighbors, we did not chop down any of the trees.
到1993年5月，我们搬到新堂。
And it was in the May of 1993 that the congregation moved into the building.
但是我们把空地都铺成柏油了。
However, we laid tar.
柏油是。
Asphalt. Oh, asphalt.
Yeah.
Okay, asphalt over the ground of our church.
因为需要停车嘛。
Because we need a parking lot.
我们教会很奢侈，有300多个停车位。
And it's really quite a luxury because we have space for about 3,000 parking spaces. 300.
Not that luxury. 感谢主的信心。
300.
谢谢姐妹的祝福。
300 parking spaces.
我们也特别在大树的旁边留下一个空间，不铺起来，因为让它能够透气。
However, we did leave a space around the oaks, so that they have room for breathing and growing.
但是没有想到，当我们把地都铺好以后，有两三棵大树就枯死了。
However, despite our effort, our endeavor, still after we put on the asphalt, to about 2 or 3 of the oak trees, they died, they withered away.
因为他们说。你看那个树长得多茂密，它的根也有多深多广。
Because they said these old oak trees, when you see the crown of the tree spreading all over, it also there's also how extensive their roots are.
但是我们铺到只有树的旁边，可能大概几公尺平方的地方有空间，但是很多根的地方都窒息死掉了。
So the space about like a few feet that we left around the oak trees wasn't enough, so that the roots still eventually died because it was so extensive.
树要长得多好，要看它的根有多深有多广。
How healthy and a tree can grow really depends on how extensive its the roots are.
宣教能不能为主结出长存的果子？要看我们祷告有多真切，多恳切。
So for mission, so the fruit of our mission work, to see how abundant the fruit of mission is, it really depends on how earnest and how urgent our prayers are.
下面我想从圣经跟历史的角度来看，祈祷怎么样影响宣教。
So for the remaining time, I would like to take a look with you from a biblical and also from a historical perspective how prayer has really affected mission work.
请打开马太福音第九章，我们看三十五节到三十八节。
Please turn your Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 35 through 38.
如果你没有带圣经，就听我们念。
You can listen to the scriptures if you do not have a Bible with you.
我们先用中文念，然后请姊妹用英文念一遍。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
The scripture reads, Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when they saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to the disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
十九世纪伟大的宣教士，从英国到非洲的大卫·李文斯敦有一句名言。
In the 19th century, one of really a great missionary who went to from England went to London, William. Oh, to Africa.
Yeah.
What did I say? to Africa, William Livingston.
David
Livingston said.
他说。上帝的独生子来到世界做宣教士。
God's only begotten Son came into the world to become missionary.
上帝的独生子来到地上做宣教士，他是一个传道人。
The only begotten Son of God who came into the world as a missionary, he is a preacher.
上帝是全智、全能、全爱最丰富的这位天地的主宰。
Our Lord, Lord God, He is Almighty, All Wise, All Loving God of the Universe.
这样子的天父为他的独生儿子，一定是预备最好的人生。
So, such an Almighty God, what He has prepared for His only begotten Son must be the best of all things.
所以，神所选择的最好的人生，就是传道人、宣教士。各位弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过？
Therefore, the best life planning that God can ever prepare for anyone is to become a missionary, to become an apostle.
你希望你有最好的人生吗？跟耶稣一起来做同行。
Do you want to have the best life possible? Then be a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这里记载耶稣怎么样做这个模范的宣教士。
So here it really is an example that our Lord Jesus Christ has set for us how to become a missionary.
但是我没有时间去详细来分享这里面，我就强调一段。
I don't have time to really delve in, but I would like to share with you something here in the scripture.
这里耶稣走遍各城各乡，他看见许多人就怜悯他们。
It says that Jesus went about all the cities and villages, and that when he saw the sick and the scattered people, that he had compassion on them.
所以耶稣主动进入需要的人群当中。
So he actively went into the people.
而且他没有漏掉一个地方，他走遍各城各乡。
And he went into multitudes, and he did not neglect any place, any of the regions, but he went into each of the villages and cities.
他看见人的光景。
And he saw the state of the people.
不像我们现在的人，看了以后跟没看差不多。
It's not like many of us today that we see the state of some people, and it's as if we've never seen it.
有的时候因为看多了， 跟没有看是一样。
Sometimes we've seen so much of it that it just never made it, it would never make an impression in us.
有时候看见那个问题太大了，觉得自己很渺小，也就选择把它置诸一边。
And sometimes we see it and we realize the issue is so great it's beyond us, so that we just set it aside and don't think about it anymore.
但是神的儿子看见以后，他的心就动了。
However, the Son of God, when he saw the state of the people, he was moved with compassion.
求主动我们的心。
We pray that God will also move our heart with compassion.
他在会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治各样的病症，这是一个整全的一个宣教的侍奉。
Where he was doing in the village and synagogues, preaching the good news of heaven of the kingdom, and also healing people. This is his ministry.
This is a holistic ministry.
Holistic ministry.
Yeah. 我们今天教会常常忽略了耶稣这个整全的侍奉。
Church today, very often we have neglected this holistic ministry that has been set as an example by our Savior.
然后耶稣就对他的门徒说一句话。
And then Jesus said to his disciples,
要收的庄稼多，做工人少。
The harvest truly is plentiful, but the workers are few.
要收的庄稼多，这是宣教宣道的一个责任。
The harvest is plentiful. This is the duty of the missionaries.
做工的人少，怎么办？
The workers are few. What should we do?
赶快起来做工。
Please, rise and work.
需要在那边走出去，赶快就出去了。散会以后不是回家了，散会就准备上工厂。
So it's time to go. So after this meeting, then instead of going home, you should go into a harvest field.
这个歌很危险哦。
So there is certain danger with that song, Go On Out.
请问是不是这样子？
Let me ask you, is that how it should be done?
耶稣讲是什么？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣怎么说？
Pray.
所以要怎么样？
Jesus said,
求，求是什么？ Yeah. 你看，祷告在兴起工人，在工人上工厂的前面。
Jesus said, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest. So you see, prayer precedes sending out workers.
有祷告才有宣教，没有祷告没有宣教。
There's prayer, missions are contingent upon prayers. No prayers, no missions.
你可能会觉得说，这也不太难吧？我祷告，你宣教。
Perhaps many of you think, this is not very difficult. Okay, fine, I pray and you go become a missionary.
我认识一个美国的弟兄，英俊潇洒。
I know this American brother who is very handsome.
他是空军中校退伍。
He is a veteran pilot in the Air Force.
Air Force Colonel.
Colonel.
啊，他参加过第二次世界大战。
And he was in the Second World War.
他们夫妇信主以后，主给他们查经的恩赐，在自己的家乡带了几百人信主。
And the Lord really blessed he and his wife with a gift of Bible studying, where they led hundreds of people in their home city to Christ.
他们的家乡是阿拉巴马州的 Birmingham 市。
They're from Birmingham, Alabama.
所以他们后来要租借市政府的大厅来聚会，来查经。
Later on, they actually had to rent space from the city hall to hold the congregation for studying the Bible.
他们带了好些专业人士信主。
And they also brought many professionals to believe in the Lord.
1974年的时候，他们带着一个牙医生来找他们。
1974, a dentist came to look for them.
那是他们带领信主的，他们造就了门徒。
He is one of the disciples whom they discipled.
那这个医生准备把自己的牙医诊所结束掉，寻求神的旨意，要到亚洲做宣教士。
And this dentist brother, he was planning on wrapping up his dentistry and clinic and go to Asia to become a missionary.
所以就请他们的mentor 请他们的辅导来为他们祷告。
So he asked his mentors, the couple, to pray for him.
所以这对夫妇就为他们带的得意门徒祷告，求神差遣他们去做宣教士。
So the couple prayed with him and asking for God's anointing to send them off as missionaries.
祷告了一段时间以后，觉得有问题。
However, after some time of prayer, they felt that there is some issues.
因为他们的祷告是 Hineni 才他去。
Because their prayer is that Hineni, which is send him.
Here am I, send him.
Here am I, but send him.
我在这里，请差遣他。
That I am here, but sent him.
圣经没有这种祷告。
There is no such a prayer in the Bible.
以赛亚是说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
For Isaiah said, "Here I am, Lord, send me."
所以，如果你认真的为宣教祷告
，So if you are really sincere in your prayer for missions,
不是有口无心的
，It's not just with words and without your heart.
你的祷告让你的心也到了宣教的工厂去的话。
Because your prayer will take your heart to the harvest field.
我警告各位，这种祷告是很危险的祷告。
And I warn everyone here, if your heart is not there, it's a very dangerous prayer.
我不是说心不在这里，我是说这个祷告是很危险的祷告。你会把祷告到自己去做宣教士。
Okay, I see. I had to warn you, if you really pray sincerely, this could be a very dangerous prayer because your heart is going to be a missionary's heart.
所以为宣教来祷告，不是把自己保留下来，而是准备祷告到我也走上去。
So to pray for missions is not to keep yourself in the back, but is really bringing yourself into the harvest field, to the front line.
这是耶稣很明显的教训。
It is a very clear teaching from our Lord.
耶稣带了他的12个门徒，经过三年半的调教。
So our Lord Jesus with his 12, after teaching his 12 disciples for 3 years.
这些门徒起起伏伏，最后毕业考通通都不及格。
And for all the disciples, for their ups and downs, they all failed the test at the end.
但是耶稣从死里复活，就扭转全局。
However, when our Lord resurrected, he really changed the whole situation.
用40天跟他们讲说神国的事。
So for 40 days, he taught them of the things of the kingdom.
他最后主耶稣就交派他们大使命，往普天下去，使万民做门徒。
At the end, at the very end, the Lord gave them the great commission to go to the ends of the earth and baptize in the name of the Trinity.
耶稣就升天了。
And then he ascended.
假如今天耶稣对我们教会里面12个同工同样的对待，给我们这样子的普世宣教的责任，你会什么反应？
So if the Lord Jesus came to our church today and to the 12 members of the committee and give the same great commission, how would you feel?
我刚才讲到如果不是如果是真的，因为大使命今天也给我们同样的，对不对？ 我们怎么办？
I might have said if, but it is really it's true. The great commission is also commissioned unto us.So what would you do?
这些门徒有没有去 brainstorming, 很焦急啊？怎么办？来讨论我们怎么样来开始筹募基金、招募人才、制定策略来开始大使命的工作。
So the 12 disciples, after they received the Great Commission, did they go off and start brainstorming and strategizing and how they should carry out the Great Commission?
圣经没有记载任何他们这样的事情。
There is no such record in the Bible.
圣经只记载这些门徒回去以后，照耶稣的吩咐跟应许，他们就是同心合意恒切祷告。
And what is said in the Bible is that after they received the Great Commission, they went back and they prayed to the Lord with one heart.
这个记载在《使徒行传》第一章12节到15节。
And that was recorded in Book of Acts, chapter 1.
除了犹大去吊死以外，耶稣其他的门徒加上耶稣的母亲、耶稣的兄弟，最多有120个人。
And besides Judas Iscariot, there is the other disciples and the mother of Christ and also his brothers, and altogether there are over 100 disciples.
这120个人同心合意祷告多久？大家知道吗？
And these 120 disciples, they prayed together. And do you remember how long they prayed together?
你们有没有算过他们祷告多久？有没有说十天？有没有其他的答案？
10 days? Any other?
耶稣死埋葬复活三天，对不对？复活又显现40天，然后到五旬节圣灵浇灌，所以他们从耶稣升天，接下来就祷告到五旬节，有多少天？七天。
So from, I guess, burial, resurrection, 3 days, and 40 days teaching until ascension. From ascension to Pentecost, 7 more days.
十天七天不重要，重要是他们祷告到神应许的成就。
The fact that 7 days is not so important, but the fact that what's important is that they prayed until they received the promise of God.
教会建立了。
That they built the church.
大使命开始 kick off, 开始发展。
And there is a kick off for the Great Commission.
大使命是用祷告来发展的。
The Great Commission was propelled by prayer.
耶路撒冷的教会在神的祝福里面，内忧外患之下继续成长。
And the church in Jerusalem, with pressure from within and without, but they continue to grow in the Lord.
到了第六章，他们碰到一个分裂的危机。
And in book six, chapter six, there was a critical moment where there might be division within the church.
因为工作没有做得很好，有的忽略，产生怨言，然后教会里面就开始分派了。
Because there is some problem with I guess job assignment, so there is complaints and there of neglect, so there is some division within the church.
所以问题如果没有解决，耶路撒冷教会就分裂了。
So if these problems are not will not be resolved, there will be a divisive problem with the church in Jerusalem.
这几年我到过好些在北美很好的教会，很难过的发现有一些很好的教会都有这一类的问题。
And it is really with great regret and sadness that for many of the churches I've visited in North America, many of the churches face the same problem.
十个人做一件非常漂亮的事，非常正确的事。
That the disciples they do something that is very it's beautiful and it is right.
他们没有去责备发怨言的人。
However, they did not rebuke the people who complained.
他们没有用讲台讲一篇道说，你们难道忘掉我们的祖先在旷野常常发怨言，结果因为不信都死在旷野吗？你们竟然还敢发怨言吗？
They did not rebuke them from a pulpit and reminding them that our forefathers, when they were in the desert, where they complained and they were punished for their complaints.
有的时候讲台变炮台。
There are times the pulpit becoming the
炮台 cannon.
Oh.Cannon. I guess the stand for.
对不起啊，我给翻译一些麻烦，脱口而出。
Sorry about my English.
他们做一件很对的事情，就是他们在神面前反省检讨我们做错了什么。
And something that they did that was right was that they come before the Lord and they asked the Lord to search their heart and see what was wrong and they asked for forgiveness.
他们就确定一个他们侍奉的优先次序。
And in the Lord, they were able to have a priority list in terms of their service.
然后他们也开始组织分工。
And then they get organized and they start assigning different tasks.
他们的次序是什么？要专心祈祷传道。
And what is the order? They started with devoted prayers.
And the word of ministry.
And then the ministry of the word.
传道是我们很看重的事情，传道人就是要传道。
The ministry of the word is something that we all place emphasis on because this is the duty of a preacher to preach.
我们到教会来聚会来敬拜神，但是我们至少在更正教来里面，我们的重点常常是在听一篇道。
very often we gather to the church, and the emphasis that we place to the service of the Sunday service is to receive the message, the word.
如果主恩待他的教会有忠心按照正义分解真理的道的传道人，通常那个教会都会增长。
Usually when the church
如果神恩待教会有一个能够按照正义分解真理的道 2 Timothy 2:15
Okay. Yeah. So if the church teaches the word according to the righteousness of the Lord, then the church will grow.
常常我们注意就是这个。
And however, this is really often our main and sometimes even the only emphasis.
所以神学院里面要入会的人一定要上讲道法的课。
So that's why in seminary school, very often the students they must take a class in preaching.
Homiletics.
Oh, okay.
In preaching, 你讲 homiletics 听不懂。但是神学院我很少听到神学院有祷告学的课。
However, it's very rare I hear that in seminary schools they offer a class on prayer.
也许有的教有的神学院有，但是在我的印象里面。不太常听到神学院有祷告学的课。
There are always exceptions.
但是使徒们把祷告摆在传道的前面，
however,
祈祷传道。
However, the disciples they when they ordered priorities, prayer came before the ministry of the word.
教会继续发展。
And the church continued to grow.
第一个殉道的人为主死了。
And the first martyr of the word, he offered up his life.
我们教会有几个执事
？How many deacons do we have in our church?
两个执事，两个牧师。
2 pastors, 9 deacons.
大家知道第一个殉道的是什么人吗
？Do you know the first martyr of the church? Who is he?
是执事。
He's a deacon.
执事比牧师还危险。
So therefore, it's being a deacon is a more dangerous position than even the pastor.
斯蒂凡是最初选出来的七个执事之一。
Because Stephen is one of the first seven deacons elected.
从那天开始，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫。
And since the day of his martyrdom, there was great persecution upon the church.
门徒就分散了。
And the disciples were scattered.
使徒们留在耶路撒冷。
The apostles remain in Jerusalem.
啊，这是圣经给我们看见非常宝贵的榜样。
And this is really a very precious example set to us by the Bible.
当遭遇危险的时候，羊群分散了，牧羊人守在岗位，但是雇工人呢是第一个跑掉的。
Because when danger approaches, the sheep are scattered, and but the shepherd remain. Oh no.The shepherd remained,
yeah.
But the hired hands scattered.
Yeah, 好记了。使徒行第八章第四节有一个很宝贵的描述，就是门徒为了信仰受逼迫而分散，但是他们分散到哪里，就为主做见证。
And it is really precious. We see here that the disciples, despite they were scattered because of their faith, but wherever they scattered to, they preached the word and brought their faith with them.
他们就来到一个地方叫做安提阿。
And one of the places they were scattered to is Antioch.
有一群没有记载名字的基督徒在那里传福音，并且也向塞浦路斯岛来的外邦人，也向说希腊话的外邦人传福音。建立了安提阿的教会。
And there's a group of unnamed Christians where they were Antioch. They preached to the locals and also to the people from Cyprus and other Gentiles. And this is where they first established the church of Antioch.
耶路撒冷教会是第一教会，所以他们要知道到底发生什么事情，就派巴拿巴去视察。
And the church in Jerusalem, being the original church, they sent Barnabas to Antioch to learn what's happening there.
他们派对了一个人，安提阿是一个会看见神的恩典、会接纳人的一位。
They choose the right candidate, because Barnabas is a man who is approachable. Barnabas. He's a man of.
他看见神的恩惠，他为他们感恩。他没有说谁叫你们在这里做这些事情。
Oh, I see. That he's a man who perceived the grace of God. He saw the work of the Lord, and that he gave thanks and rather than questioning them.
而且他很大胆的把比自己有恩赐的扫罗从大树找过来。
And not only that, he was he actually actively went to seek out Paul, who's more gifted than he is in terms of preaching, and asked him to come to Antioch.
所以安提阿教会有一个非常心胸宽大的主任牧师，不计财，请了另外一个很有恩赐的一个教育牧师过来一起同工。
So it is great that the church in Antioch has a very long-suffering pastor who do not care for his own glory, and he asked another more talented preacher to come and join him to pastor the church.
到了第十三章，我们就看见他们有一个很美好的团队侍奉。
So that we see in chapter 13 that they really have built up a very good teamwork.
他们有不同种族的、不同社会地位的、不同教育水平的同工，不同性格的同工在一起侍奉主，很和谐、很美好。
They have coworkers from different background, from different ethnic group, and with different societal classes, and yet they work harmoniously.
十三章第二节讲，他们在一起侍奉主做什么呢？他们禁食。
And in chapter 13, they mentioned that they are serving the Lord together. And what were they doing? They were fasting.
禁食做什么？
What are they fasting for?
我想禁食一定是跟祷告连在一起的。
And I believe that fasting always comes with prayer.
我想他们没有现在的这么多名堂，为了美容啊，为了瘦身啊，我们就断食啊，或者我们节食啊，我是非常需要节食的人。
It is not so fancy as nowadays when people fast. They try to do a diet, try to lose some weight. Even though I'm probably in need of losing some weight as well.
他们侍奉主禁食，禁食祷告。发生的事情。
They serve the Lord through prayer and fasting, and look what happened.
圣灵在他们当中就说话了。
That the Holy Spirit spoke to them.
啊，这是一个活的教会，这是一个健康的教会。
This is a living church. It is a healthy church.
我们常常说，基督是教会的元首，但是常常基督透过圣灵要对教会说的话，我们不太知道。
Very often we say that Christ is the head of the church. However, very often when the head of the church wants to speak us through the Holy Spirit, we are deaf to it.
圣灵对他们说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。
For the Holy Spirit said to them, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
安提阿教会他们的回应，他们就禁食祷告，按手在这两位身上，打发他们出去，开始现在教会所谓的拆船，就是我们现在所谓的宣道的工作。
And then after fasting and prayer, the Antioch church they separated the missionaries and they anointed him and laying hands on them and prayed for them and sent them off.
原则上我们教会可以说是一个很成功的在本地遍传福音的教会。
The Jerusalem Church is a very successful indigenous church.
在本地遍传 saturate.
Oh, that really they preach locally and they have really saturated the Jerusalem with the message with the gospel.
但是安提阿教会是第一个宣道拆传的教会。
However, the church of the Antioch Church is the first church that that commissioned disciples to do missionary work.
这个教会的拆船宣道的工作怎么开始？在祷告里面开始，圣灵开始的。
So the work of sending off missionaries of the church starts with prayer and fasting. It is initiated by the Holy Spirit.
今天。我们教会的宣道工作是怎么推动的
？So let's look at today. How do we propel the mission work from the church by the church?
感谢主，一个关心宣道的教会，应该多半都会组织他们的宣道的委员会在那里策划宣道的工作。
we thank the Lord that a church that truly cares about mission, they ought to have the mission committee to share with the church more regularly with their planning.
To plan and to whatever, do something.
Yeah, to really actively planning mission work and programs.
那宣道委员会做策划预算的时候，是不是有足够的祷告，有圣灵引导跟感动？我不知道。
However, when the mission committee when they are actively planning and strategizing, how much of that is accompanied with prayer, fervent prayers? I'm not sure.
我讲这句话没有任何的含义，所以大家不用多心。
I didn't say it as an insult, so please.
我只是从这里感觉到我自己所有的亏欠，感觉到圣经给我们的一个典范是我们要学习的。
It is simply that from reading the scripture, I realized how I myself have fallen short of God's grace, and how the Bible has indeed set a good example for us.
所以圣经很清楚地让我们看见，宣道和祈祷是不可分的，而且是祈祷在先。
And the church has clearly demonstrated that mission work, mission and prayer, they are inseparable. And prayer precedes mission.
今天我不晓得贵教会，你们也没有跟我讲要给我什么任务在这两天里面。有的教会是他们有信心认证的目标，所以讲员讲完以后，认证就达到了，讲员就工责任就完成了。你没有跟我讲任何这种事情，所以我也不跟你们讲任何这种事情。
Today, with REM, as I come and share with you, I was not given specific tasks to accomplish during my stay here.
谢谢你们，让我比较轻松一点。
So thank you for relieving me some of the pressures.
我在2002年到印尼万隆福音堂去领他们的宣道年会的时候，那个教会很特别。我还没有讲他们的信心认证已经超过了，所以轻松的更不得了。
In 2002, when I visited a church in Indonesia,
before I preached, they already have pledged over. Oh, their budget.
I see. So even before I started preaching, they already have the pledge to the funding, the fundraising already exceeded what they were expecting. So that was even greater.
很多的教会宣道年会的重点就是信心认现，对，很好。但是我想更大的重点是祈祷够不够。
And I think for many churches, the emphasis of their mission conference is placed on fundraising. However, I really believe what is lacking is emphasis on prayer.
这是从圣经的例子，我再讲一点历史上的一些例子。
So these are examples from the Bible. So now I can share with you some examples from history.
16世纪初，马丁路德开始改教运动。
So early in 16th century, when Martin Luther started the Reformation.
接下来的200年，所谓的基督教没有什么宣教的活动，因为在整顿内部，在建立教会。
And in the following 200 years, there's really not much mission activities for the Protestant church because the church was more focused on building of the church body and reorganizing.
所以近代的宣教，西方的宣教历史，往往提到克里威廉在18世纪末1793年在英国组织一个浸信会的差会，称为近代宣教的开始。
So, a lot more of the contemporary mission work starts with
William Carey.
William Carey, who started the 浸信会
Baptist.
Oh,
Baptist mission.
The Baptist mission.
In 1793. 但是历史资料有另外一部分大家比较不知道的是，18世纪初期。1727年在德国有一群弟兄会的人，他们经验属灵的复兴，开始祷告运动，就有了宣教。
What is maybe little known to many people is that in 1972 or
18th century.
Okay, early 18th century. There is a group of Christians. They are the Presbyterian Brethren. They started a movement. Sorry.
1727年的五月十二号。Zinzendorf 带领300多个莫拉维亚弟兄会的人经验圣灵的复兴。
And it was brother Zinzendorf. He led about 300 brothers and started a spiritual reformation movement.
那是1727年五月十二号。
That was 1727 May 11th.
May 12th.同一年到8月27号的时候，他们当中有24个姐妹、24个弟兄，他们立约开始24小时的连锁祷告网。
And later, there are 24 sisters and 24 brothers. They started a prayer chain, which is 24-hour prayer chain around the clock.
在这个连锁祷告之后。隔了半年，到1728年的春天，他们就开始派宣教士出去。
And half a year later, after the prayer chain was initiated, they started to send off missionaries.
到了1791年，63年之后，莫拉维亚弟兄会已经派出300多个宣教士出去。
And 63 years later, they sent out over 300 missionaries.
这些人有的派到北极圈。有的派到格陵兰岛，有的派到土耳其，有的派到西印度群岛。
And many of them were sent to Turkey, to the
Greenland,
and many
Lapland,
北极圈
Lapland,
the Lapland,
yeah.
The Arctic,
yeah,、
okay.
and West Indies.
Oh, the West Indies too, yeah.
Yeah, 这三百多个宣教士不是像近代的。信心宣教的宣教士，而是带着自己的职业自食其力的宣教士。
And these missionaries, they are actually they were also full time workers. So they're missionaries, but they also have jobs.
他们的 job 就是他们能够自己养生，不是靠别人奉献。
So they're also tent makers, so that they have a job, a skill, so that they could be self-sufficient in terms of, they could support themselves.
但是记得1727年8月27号开始的祷告，你知道持续多久吗？
And remember the prayer chain that started in 1727. Do you know how long that lasted, the 24-hour prayer chain?
超过100年。
It was more than 100 years.
在这样子的强烈的祷告里面，莫拉维亚弟兄会成为18世纪比克里威人更早半个世纪以上的宣教的开始。
So with this strong prayer chain, the Moravian brethren, they really set up a prayer movement for missionary work. It was even half a century before Curry William started his Reformation movement.
而且莫拉维亚弟兄会的人。也是影响约翰·威斯理兄弟重生得救的人。
And the Moravian Brethren, their work is also really had a great influence in terms helping Brother Williams to become a Christian later on.
1854年3月1号，道德生到了上海，到了崇明岛。
And 1854, when Brother
Hudson Taylor
came to Shanghai, China.
他开始。宣教的工作1865年他设立了内地会。
And it was in 1865 he started the 内地会。
China Inland Mission.
Oh, China Inland Mission.
戴德森的事工非常重要非常有名的。他受乔治牧的影响，就是他用信心祷告来推动工作。
And one of the strong character of the work of Hudson Taylor is that he used prayer to propel his work.
有很长的一段时间，内地会是不向外面募款的，有需要只向上帝祷告。
And for a very long time, the China Inland Mission, they did not fundraise from outside sources, but they simply prayed and relied on faith.
因为戴德生在那个时候，他下决心。要操练信心祷告，知道神能够垂听，他才能够到中国做宣教的工作。
And this is because Hudson Taylor at that time he adhered to the conviction that, it is everything is by faith through prayer. That this is the only way that he could accomplish the work of God in China.
因为他如果到中国，写信求救兵到英国，来回六个月，他已经饿死了。
Because if he relied on his support back in England, even just for the communication, it would take 6 months.
所以他要有把握跟神祷告就可以，而不用告诉人，他才敢来到中国。
So he must be very certain that prayer to the Lord and is sufficient. That's the only way that he would even dare to come to China and become a missionary.
他的故事大家都。可能都很熟悉哈，很有名的就是他开始的时候操练信心，跟一个老医生做他的助手。这个老医生很健忘，就忘记给他薪水。
And I guess most of you are familiar with his stories. One of the stories was that when he first started, he was apprenticing for an old doctor. However, the doctor was very forgetful, who often forget to pay his salary.
这个老医生跟他讲，我会忘记，所以你要提醒我。
And the old doctor told him that I'm very forgetful, so you must remind me.
但是到了发薪的时候，他真的忘记了，戴德生就决定不要跟他说。
However, on the payday, he really forgot, but Hudson Taylor decided not to remind him.
他又碰到一个很大的考验。那个礼拜天晚上，在贫民区工作的时候，有一个丈夫向他求救。
He faced a very big test that day. Is that day when he went to a poor area to work with the people there? That one of the husband of the family asked him for help.
太太病危，求帮助，先生帮个忙，能不能来救救我太太？
And he said that my wife is about to die. Can you help me?
原来那个人先找一个神父。神父因为他没有钱，所以不能帮他嘛。
And previously, the guy who asked for help from a pastor,
from a priest,
Catholic priest. But however, the priest, he said, I don't have any money. I can't really help. I can help you.
因为这个丈夫没有钱，所以那个神父不帮他忙。
And it is actually because the husband is penniless, therefore the priest refused to help him.
戴德生去看了以后说很简单，你哪天去买药就好了。
Hudson Taylor went to he examined his wife and he said it's really simple, just go get some medicine.
那个先生说我没钱买药。
But the husband said I don't have money to buy medicine.
戴德生在心里面挣扎，是为他祷告求神帮助他，还是把钱给他去买药？
And so there was really a struggle in Hudson Taylor in his mind that if he should just pray for him or if he should give him the money so he can get the medicine.
他口袋只有一个硬币，没有办法分成零钞。
And he only had one coin in his pocket, so it's not that he could give him some change.
最后他顺服圣灵的感动，把他仅有的钱给那个丈夫去买药，就解决了问题了。
And finally, he was obedient to the Holy Spirit, and he gave him the only penny, only coin he had, and that solved the problem for the family.
戴德生的传记里面描述之后他的心情。
And Hudson Taylor, and in his autograph, autobiography, sorry, that he recorded how he felt in his heart afterwards.
他说 "My heart is as light as my pocket."
My heart is as light as my pocket.
他的口袋空空如也，他的心里也非常轻松，一点都不沉重，像口袋那样空空的一样。所以有的人心就很沉重，因为口袋很重。
So very very often, if you have any burden in your heart, is because you have too much burden in your pocket.
第二天是星期一。
So the following day is a Monday.
通常邮差不会送信。
So usually the post office is closed on Monday.
但是没有想到他收到邮差送的信。
However, surprisingly, he actually received a letter from the postman.
信里面有一个不知道的人寄给他一笔钱，是超过他给那个穷人的不知道多少倍。
And it was in the envelope, there was a large amount of money coming from an anonymous donor, and the amount far exceeded the coin that he gave the day before.
所以内地会的很重要的格言就是耶和华以勒以便以谢。
So the motto of the China Inland Mission is that that we rejoice in the Lord.
耶和华以勒 Jehovah Jireh.
Jireh?
Yeah, Jireh.
Okay.
耶和华的山上有预备。
Okay, there is the Lord has prepared.
Yeah.
On his.
然后以便以谢的意思就是说到如今神都帮助我们。
Oh, from then till now, that Lord has given us help and prepared for us.
所以影响中国教会深远的这个宣教的事工是建立在祷告信心的功课上面。
So the mission work, if it's going to have far and deep impact in China, it will be based, it will be founded on prayer.
我再讲两个故事就结束了。
And I have two more stories, and I'll be finished.
中国教会历史上有几位影响很深远的神重用的仆人。
There are several servants in the history of Christian history in China that people who really have been was heavily used by the Lord.
王明道弟兄。
Brother Wang Mingdao.
尼陀生弟兄。
And 尼陀生。
Watchman Nee.
Watchman Nee.
再来就是宋尚杰博士。
And Dr. 宋尚杰。
宋尚杰博士。是1927年11月从美国回到福建开始侍奉主。
Dr. 宋尚杰 he returned to China, Fujian from US in 1927.
他在 Ohio State University 拿到化学博士的学位。
He received his PhD in chemistry from University of Ohio.
我今年5月有机会去 Columbus, Ohio 去讲道的时候那边的牧师特别带我到图书馆找出宋尚杰博士的博士论文让我很光荣地跟这个博士论文一起照一张照片。
And past year when I was in Columbus, Ohio for preaching work that a local pastor actually took me to the university and showed me the thesis work of Dr. 宋尚杰 and I actually took a picture with his
John Song.
John Song. Oh, yeah. John Soon.
Yeah.
And I took a picture with his dissertation.
宋尚杰博士在1944年8月过世，工作不满17年。
And John Soon, he passed away in 1944.
August 1944.
August of 1944. And his term of service was about 17 years.
但是他的影响绝对超过很多人几十年的工作。
However, the impact of his work during that 17 years far exceeded the work, the lifetime work of many other people.
去年五月，我母亲在夏威夷98岁过世。
Last May, my mother passed away in Hawaii at the age of 98.
她是宋博士所结的果子。
And she is one of her salvation is the fruit of the work of John Soon.
他年轻的时候在鼓浪屿参加宋尚杰博士主持的奋兴会，重生得救，忠心的侍奉主。
And it was when she was young, she was a member of the
She attended a revival meeting.
Oh, she attended a revival meeting by John Soon, and this is where she received the Lord.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 所以我可以见证宋博士的工作。
So I can really testify for the work of John Soon.
但是宋博士的工作后面有一样事情不太人多人知道。
However, behind the fruitful work of John Soon, there is something that is unknown to many of us.
1924年1月1号在上海有一个环球复兴祷告运动开始。
In 1924 in Shanghai, there is a worldwide reformation movement.
Revival
prayer,
yeah.
meeting in Shanghai.
是由一位长老会的宣教士 Dr. Woods林安德牧师夫妇开始的。
And it was initiated by Mr. and Mrs. Woods.
邀请了鱼池渡。
And they invited 鱼池渡。
邀请了 Ruth Paxson 安武池。这些都是很有名的、主很重用的一些使女。
These are servants that the Lord really used at that time.
还有好些当时在中国很有影响的各个不同派系的负责人。
And also, also invited to the revival meeting are many influential Christians from different denominations in China.
他们为普世的复兴来祷告，但是在中国开始，所以重点就是为中国属灵的复兴祷告。
They prayed for the worldwide revival, and how they started with China.
所以他们就为中国的一些传道人重点的来代祷。
So they prayed with emphasis on many of the Chinese leaders.
其中一位就是宋尚杰博士。
And one of them is John Soon.
那个时候他们要靠印刷，要靠海游，全世界最多的时候有12000个人参与这个祷告运动。
And at that time, they relied on printing and air mail to
not air mail
印刷，
海游 sea mail ground mail
ground mail yes overseas And but still, nonetheless, there were over 1,000 people attended. 12,000 people attended.
全世界一万两千人，不是现在 email 啊。
From all over the world.
在为宋尚杰博士祷告。
And there were 12,000 people praying for John Soon.
宋博士的工作有很多恶者的攻击。
And throughout his time of service, John Soon, his work had often had always consistently encountered attack from the evil ones.
但是我们深信主重用他，不只是他自己的献身是绝对的，后面的祷告是非常强的。
But I'm deeply convicted that for John Soon, that the Lord used him so much. It's not only because he was willing to offer up his life and himself, but there is much prayer behind him.
最后一个故事。
The last story.
你们可以松一口气了。
Then you can relieve.
1960年，在肯亚有非洲内地会的一对宣教士夫妇。
In 1960s in Kenya, there were a couple from the Africa Inland Mission.
Yeah. 他们在首都奈罗比的郊外17英里的一方车子抛锚。
And 17 miles away from the capital of Kenya, their car stopped.
那个时候非洲有非洲。当地很凶悍的一族人叫做毛毛族，在动乱。
And at that time there is a tribe, the Mau Mau tribe, and they are
是叫毛毛，不错了。
Okay.
我普通的电影都有拍过那个毛毛的事情。
And they're really creating a lot of disturbances in the area.
他们车子抛锚的地方就是那个动乱区，危险的地区。
And where their car broke down is actually where.There is a lot of violence happening by the Mau Mau tribe.
所以那是很危险的。
So it was indeed very dangerous.
他们祷告求主施恩。
And they prayed in the broken car, pray for God's mercy.
一个晚上平安无事。
And throughout the evening, they were safe.
天亮以后，他们把车子修好，开回奈罗比。
And after daybreak, they fixed a car and they drove back to Nairobi, the capital.
然后碰到一个肯亚的牧师，告诉他们一件事情。
And later on, they ran into a Kenya pastor, and who told them.
他们说，我们碰到一个毛毛族的人，告诉我们说，在某一个地方看到有白种人的车子停在那里，他们准备上去伤害他们。
And the Kenya pastor told them that one of their friend from the Mau Mau tribe told them that oh you know that there's one night we saw some Caucasians with in a car and we were about to attack them.
但是没有想到旁边有16个壮汉在保护那个车子。
However, when we got closer, we realized there were 16 strong men surrounding the car.
啊，这对宣教师夫妇听了以后，想大概不是他们，因为他们只有两个人。
So the missionary couple, when they heard the story, said, "Oh, that cannot be us because we were only two."
不久以后，他们回美国述职。
And sometime later, they returned to U.S.
回到自己的母会，有弟兄很关心地问他说：“你们最近有没有遭遇到什么事情？”
And when they returned to their home church, one of the brother came to them anxiously and asking, "Have you encountered any accidents or anything recently?"
他们想了半天，没有什么，只有一次车子抛锚。
They said, "Oh, not really. Although there was one time our car broke down."
这个弟兄说：“哪一天？”
And the brother says, "Which day?"
他就跟他讲了日期。
So they told him the date.
这个弟兄说。那一天我里面有很强的负担为你们祷告
And the brother said on that day I had a great burden on my heart to pray for you
这个宣教士就好奇起来了
So that really elicited some curiosity on the part of the missionary couple
他说你找多少人祷告
So he immediately asked he said So how many people prayed for us
16个人
And the brother said 16
这好像但以理书的事情再出现。
And this is almost reminds of us of Daniel.
但以理禁食祷告三个礼拜。
When Daniel fasted and prayed for 3 weeks.
天使长米迦勒来跟他讲，从你祷告的第一天开始，属灵征战就开始了。
And when Michael the archangel came to him and said, on the very first day when you started praying, a spiritual battle began.
你不晓得你在这里的祷告。在属灵里面有什么事情发生
You are not aware of when you of your prayer when you pray what kind of things are happening in the spiritual realm
当然不是我们普通的祷告
Of course it is not our ordinary utterance
我们现在的祷告常常像吃西餐的时候告诉旁边人说麻烦你把那个盐递给我
Very often our prayer these days are like when you are eating at the dinner table and ask the person next to you to pass you the salt and pepper.
我们跟上帝讲说，上帝，请你帮一个这个忙。
That's how we talk to God. God, oh by the way, can you pass me? Can you help me with this?
我们跟上帝都还没有接上头，已经跑掉了。
Before we even made a connection with the Lord, we're already gone.
所以我呼吁弟兄姊妹参与宣教。
So I exhort brothers and sisters to get involved with mission.
透过认真的祷告参与宣教。
But only through fervent and sincere prayers.
那你怎么能够认真祷告呢
？So how do you pray fervently?
你从来没认真祷告过。
If you never prayed fervently in the past.
所以我们说，你开始每天三分钟学习祷告。
So I say every day spend 3 minutes learning to pray.
为你认识的宣教士，为教会支持的宣教士，为教会支持的宣教士工，每天三分钟提名祷告。
Pray for the missionaries that you know, the missionaries that are supported by your church, and also the mission work, sponsored through your church. Pray for these things.
你真正祷告下去，三分钟是不够了。
And if you continue along that line, 3 minutes will not.
所以三分钟不是一个限制，而是一个开始。
So 3 minutes is not a limit, but it is just the beginning.
你愿不愿意在神的面前委身说，我从三分钟祷告开始
？Are you willing to commit yourself to the Lord and say, "I'm going to start with 3 minutes of prayer"?
要紧的是每天都要做。
What's important is to persist daily.
我们在做，我再一次讲到长辈们，我已经跟你们有类似的经验，我没有一次会一觉到天亮的。
I can share with some of the elderly brothers and sisters here that these days I cannot sleep until daybreak.
到四五点或者三四点，我至少要起床一次。
Before 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, I would have to wake up at least one time. And by the way, it happens to me too. But anyhow.
所以前年的三月开始，我们推动这种宣教祈祷伙伴的计划。每天三分钟，我就用这个时间开始祷告。
So about 3 years ago, we started this early pre-dawn prayer movement that I will just wake up and pray.
对不起，我改正。我们推动这种宣教运动，我用这种时间来祷告。
Oh,
不是你要用这个时间祷告，因为年轻的弟兄姊妹，你一觉到天亮起来啊，要上班了，赶快走。
So my correction is that to really to move the prayer of the mission work forward, and that's what I do. And
所以我只是举例说明，我们连长的弟兄姊妹，我们可以很认真的用这样时间清醒的来祷告，因为反正也不会再睡多少了，就好好祷告吧。
I'm just using it to exhort our the elderly among us that if we can wake up early and get up early and just pray for mission.
那其他的弟兄姊妹，你也不要太晚睡太晚起来。
And then for the other age category, brothers and sisters, I exhort that you do not go to bed too late and wake up too late.
现在有足够的医学上的证据告诉我们。早睡是好的。
There is enough scientific evidence suggesting that it's good to go to bed early.
如果你不能十点就睡，你最晚十一点、十一点半要睡觉。
That if you cannot go to bed by 10, then try 11, 11:30, the latest.
如果你十一点半睡觉，六点半起来，你睡到多少钟头？
If you go to bed 11:30 and get up at 6:30, you get a good 6 hours of sleep.
7 hours.
7 hours.
七个钟头大概可以了哈。
7 hours should be enough.
如果你六点半起来，如果你平常是七点半八点才起来，那六点半起来你就有够时间可以祷告了。
So if in the past you wake up at 7:30, then 6:30 that'll give you 1 hour of prayer.
如果你有心，你会找到你的时间祷告。
If you want to, you will find the time.
我这里带了一个简单的资料，是宣教祈祷伙伴的一个介绍资料。
And I have some information on prayer partnership.
我们寻求这一种宣教祈祷的伙伴。
We are looking for prayer partners.
我在前面有多的，如果你愿意知道，请你拿去看。
There's more brochure in the, at the front if you'd like to learn more about it.
今天十一点半以前看完就去睡觉。
And if you finish reading it before 11:30, go to bed.
然后你明天早晨来回条上写上你自己的这个回应，交给我。
And then you can come tomorrow morning and give me the response form.
我盼望看见我们教会有好些人愿意参与宣教祈祷的侍奉。
That I really hope I will see a multitude of you coming and get involved with prayer and mission.
如果你们回条给我，我们收集以后，我们会把本教会参与的弟兄姊妹的名单会寄回给王牧师或者其他的同工。所以你们知道哪一些人参与，大家彼此提醒，彼此督促。
And when I have all the response form, I will compile the list of names and give it to Pastor Wong, so that we all know who are the people who would like to be committed to prayer and mission, and that we can encourage each other and become prayer partners.
各位弟兄姊妹，宣教的祈祷非不能也，乃为或者不为。
Dear brothers and sisters, prayer for missions.
It's not impossible. It's whether you are willing or not.
Oh, it's not about possibility. It is about your willingness.
你愿不愿意在神面前说，主啊，我知道我祷告软弱，所以我要用祷告来学祷告。
Are you willing to confess before the Lord that God, I am weak in prayer. I want to learn prayer through prayer.
我还有一些是国际关怀协会的一个资讯如果你们愿意的话，你们也可以来拿。我本来有一个 PowerPoint 没有时间放了，所以今天不看。
I have some other information if you'd like to get it from me.
Okay. 我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父啊，赦免我们。
Father, forgive us.
我们知道祷告是真实的，是宝贵的。
We know how precious and how real prayer is.
但是你知道我们心灵愿意，常常肉体软弱。
But you know that the heart is willing, but the flesh is weak.
求你激励我们，保守我们。
Pray that you will encourage us and you also protect us.
让我们在祷告里面来侍奉你，在祷告里面来经历你。
that we may serve you and experience you through prayer.
也让我们在祷告里面来参与支持宣教的侍奉。
That through prayer we may become part of the Great Commission.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you.